Remember the cardboard boxes you mailed a couple of months ago? Little cardboard boxes containing little things? Because Uncle Sam said there wouldn't be room or time for big boxes? Well, those boxes were Christmas to a lot of our boys and girls today, and their size didn't matter because of the unseen things you put into them. All of the love and devotion, all of the faith and hope in the world. In case you haven't heard from the one to whom you sent your cardboard box, this is to say to you that yours got there safely. The United States Navy guarded it every nautical mile along the way. And now we're off to Italy for a Christmas reunion, a real family reunion too, as you'll see. You've been hearing about these family reunions in Italy. What we're about to hear is just such a family reunion. It happened in Naples, Italy.
Francesco ci ascolterà. E poi, anche se lo facesse, pensi che sono negli Stati Uniti a New York.
Non preoccuparti, mamma. Poi mi ha detto che il signor Luanda ha telegrafato via Francesco di ascoltare la radio oggi al pomeriggio.
E credo che siamo quasi pronti.
Prego, prego,
sono
di
giorno. Grazie. Here in Naples, it is 8:30 Christmas night. Most of the men of the armed services in Italy have had their Christmas dinners and are sitting around talking about the dinners they have known back home when they were with their families. A few lucky soldiers with relatives in Italy have had their Christmas dinners a bit more homelike. One of these lucky soldiers is Anthony Villano, who lives at 141 Hobson Street, North New Jersey. Anthony, like anyone named Anthony, is known as Tony. I envy you, Tony, being with members of your family on Christmas Day.
I got a big kick out of being with my aunt, my cousin, and her husband, but it's not like being back home with my father and mother. Naples was never like New York and never will be. I had a darn good dinner. Sì, Nicolino. Che c'era che la cosa vuoi di risare per il dessert? Vuoi di dire una cosa di sangue in my house?
Che non è una cosa fino a sai. Ci siamo sanguinaccia. È la prima volta che lo abbiamo dopo 4 anni. È fatto con cioccolato, frutta candita, latte e sangue di maiale. Qui è una ricercatezza. E noi non lo proviamo a 4 anni. Sorry, non trovo che era buono.
What was this about, horse blood?
I asked what the dessert was, she left for dinner. It's called sanguinaccia, and it's made of chocolate, chopped dried fruit, milk, and pork blood. It's a real delicacy over here, and they haven't had it in 4 years. I didn't care much for it myself. I kept thinking of the pork blood.
Yes, I can see your point. Kind of a mind over matter proposition, I think. Just how much pork blood do you use in this concoction, and why?
Signor Howard, was that a $1 we did use out in the dessert? Yeah, perché lo did use out.
Io ci metto qualche cosa, come il 15%. E poi si capisce che viene più consistente.
No, no, mamma, io ce ne ho messo il 10%.
Avete dovuto usare anche meno cioccolato
per farlo durare di più.
Ma Carlo, non avevamo abbastanza farina per fare il dolce. E poi, però, Tony oggi, ed è stato fatto in suo onore.
Non ti è piaciuto sanguinaccio, Tony?
Sì, sì, i crei molto buoni. There was a bit of an argument as to how much blood they use. The final decision is 10%. My aunt says to make the chocolate rich and creamy.
Well, I can see that Kern's a little bit anxious about using up all the chocolate. Doesn't he like this so-called delicacy?
Yes, Carl likes it all right, but he thinks my aunt should have made the chocolate last longer. It was given to them by some soldiers who were busy nearby. We've been invited to go to the lab, Marie.
Quasi tutto. Perché non invitiamo il signor da casa per fargli assaggiare il sanguinaccio? Io sono sicuro che gli piacerà.
Sì, invitalo. Sono sicuro che non ha mai mangiato una cosa simile. Gli deve piacere, anche se gli americani preferiscono il cioccolato in altro modo.
Yeah, I asked you to have some sanguinaccio. Carlos says he doesn't think you've had the taste for it.
Well, Carlos is correct in that assumption. But let's get off the subject. What else did you have for Christmas dinner? Did you have spaghetti?
Che dice? Che vuole provare il sanguinaccio? E come?
Sì, sì, la dite vuole provare. I told my aunt you would be glad to try some sanguinaccio.
You did? Well, later perhaps. But what about the rest of the menu? Can we get away from sanguinaccio?
We started off with Christmas dinner, lamb pasta, then we had ravioli.
Tony, ci sono i ravioli a New York?
Certamente che ci saranno i ravioli a New York, non è vero, Tony?
Sì, noi andiamo assai ai ravioli all'America.
Tony, your cousin seemed a bit worried as to whether or not we have ravioli in the States. She must want to come to America after the war.
Yes, well, she and her husband want to get to the States when the war is over. It seems to me that every Italian I've met in Italy wants to go to the United States when the war is over.
Io mi piango tutto il cioccolato che se n'è andato per quel sanguinaccio.
Carl is still worrying about the chocolate. In Sanguinati, he wanted a cake. I go for a chocolate cake myself. I wonder if my aunt ever makes cakes. Si, Nicolini. Oui, disabat my old dose.
E come, Tony? Voce buona assai, come tutto voi in America. Very good. Ma adesso è tempo di guerra, la farina è stanca.
Ma dopo la guerra, come?
Ritorna, te farò mangiare dolce, sa? Come quella che ti fa in mamma tua.
My aunt say she doesn't have enough flour for pastry. But she says that if I ever come back after the war, she'll bake me a cake like my mother makes. Brother, when this war is over, I'm going home and let my mother cook my cakes.
We return you now to Robert St. John in New York.
A lot of guys were wrong. A lot of guys were wrong when they looked at one another a couple of years ago and said, "Women soldiers, what a laugh, what a laugh." Well, you can smile a crooked smile today, gentlemen, for the whack is a soldier too, and she who laughs last laughs best. Only the girls aren't wasting any time on last laughs. No, gentlemen, the Women's Army Corps is too busy. You'll find them here and you'll find them overseas on the job. We find the WACs today down in Chattanooga, Tennessee at Fort Oglethorpe. There's a WAC choir waiting for us down there, a choir which insists vocally and correctly that the WAC is a soldier too. Palestine, halfway around the earth, a small dot in the vast Pacific Ocean is Honolulu in the Hawaiian Islands. Now, Honolulu is just about as far to the far west as we can go without being east of ourselves again, which perhaps is sufficient reason why there should be an orchestra out there called Mickey Walker's Mustangs. Well, we don't happen to know the outfit, but we do know that Claude Thornhill is featured at the piano. So here's to a Christmas reunion with Mickey Walker's Mustangs in Honolulu.
Here's a Merry Christmas to the rest of the world from the Navy in Hawaii. On December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor took it from the Japs. Now Pearl Harbor is dishing it out and plenty. It's the Navy's way of making Christmas worth living for and America worth fighting for. Ask the Japs, they know. Now in a musical greeting, chief musician Mickey Walker and his Mustangs play for you with meaning, Lady Be Good. Claude Thornhill's at the piano.
The ladies of the United States Coast Guard are not to be framed in neglect. Yes, I mean the spars. And up from New Orleans comes the voice of Yeoman Tony Bargetts to prove it. Yeoman Bargetts used to be with Bob Crosby's orchestra, and today she's holding up the honor of the spars with a song of her own selection, Sand in My Shoes. All right, Yeoman Tony Bargetts in New Orleans.
From Havana, calling me back to that ever so heavenly shore, calling me back to you once more. Dreams in the night, dreams of Havana, dreams of a love I haven't the strength to refuse. Darling, the sand is in my shoes. Deep in my veins, the sinuous strains of the soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thundering roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, that was Havana. You are the moon. Feel of the sand in my shoes. Deep in my veins, the sinuous strains of the soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thunder. thundering roll of a tropic sea. Under the stars, that was Havana. You are the moonlit memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life an aimless cruise. All that is real is the feel of the sand in my shoes.
And now back to Robert St. John in New York.
Washington in the District of Columbia. It's the capital of this nation. And these days, in many respects, it's the capital of the whole wide world. In Washington, even more than on the actual battlefronts, perhaps, it has to be business as usual on this Christmas Day. I think you'll be proud to know why. Let Washington, D.C. tell you why.
This is the War Department Signal Center, somewhere in Washington. Control station in the vast network of wire and radio circuits operated by the Army Signal Corps. We're in the operating room, which is roughly the size of a football field and looks like a cross between a factory and the master control room of a radio station. And that jumbled sound you hear comes from teleprinter machines sending and receiving messages from installations all over this country and a bank of machines handling radio messages from overseas, wherever our men are working and fighting. Here's Captain Sparks, officer in charge. Captain Sparks, this is a pretty busy place for Christmas Day.
Christmas is just another day as far as our operation is concerned. The Signal Center never closes. More than 4 million words, very important words, pass through here every day. It's nearly all Army business, although we handle messages for the State Department and other government agencies.
I found it pretty hard to get in here, Captain. This must be considered a rather important place.
You'll find it just as hard to get out. Yes, it is important, because this is the nerve center of Army's communication system. If we stopped working here for a minute, somewhere a tank wouldn't run, a plane couldn't fly, a lot of important things might not happen. We can't stop working because there are no holidays when you are carrying a gun. So these machines must be manned every minute and continue to pound out their messages.
Oh, incidentally, I noticed that a lot of these machines in the radio section have a paper tape running through them. Looks something like a stock ticker. Are those radio messages?
Yes, it works this way. An operator at a machine in, let's say, Cairo, punches out a tape message. This tape is run through another machine, which sends out electrical impulses based on the perforations in the tape. The signals are picked up here on another machine, which reproduces a tape just like the original one. The tape is then translated into letters. By using tape, we reduce the possibility of human error and increase the speed of transmission.
Well, say, that machine there seems to have gone haywire. I can't make any sense out of those words.
No, it hasn't. That message is in code, as are a great many of our messages.
Where is this machine receiving from?
This is from Cairo.
And this one?
Panama. And that one over there is from Algiers, and this one from London.
Well, I noticed that all these machines are in use, except those three on the end there. What are they, spares?
Well, no, not exactly. We hope to be using those very soon. Read the signs on them.
I get it. Reserved. Rome, Berlin, Tokyo.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little less than half an hour ago, you heard Mrs. Emma Van Kutren, with 10 children in the armed services, talking with a daughter in North Africa and another in Arkansas, both in the Women's Army Corps. Well, we thought it was such a good idea that we'd let Mrs. Van Kutren carry on, this time talking with three of her sons. Are you ready, Mrs. Van Kutren?
Oh, yes, I am, Mr. St. John, and thank you.
All right, then, first to Victor Van Kutren. Victor is a seaman second class, and he's stationed at the Naval Reserve Aviation Base at Lambert Field, St. Louis. Victor, if you're ready there in St. Louis, speak up.
Here I am.
Well, hello, Victor. My goodness. Oh, I'm fine.
That's well.
You sound like Red Skelton when he says, hello, bub.
Yeah.
You're no baby anymore.
I don't know about that.
No. Well, how are you, son?
I'm just fine, Mom. How are you?
Well, that's good. Well, I never felt better. And I'm so happy today that I can speak to some of you.
That's really swell, isn't it?
Well, write to me now real soon, son.
I will, ma'am.
All right?
God bless you.
Del?
I love you.
Oh, I know you do. Take care of yourself, and I'm praying that we'll all be together soon someday.
That's for sure, ma'am.
Okie doke.
Well, where now, Mrs. Van Kootren?
Well, now I'd like to talk to Joseph. He's an electrician's mate, first class, stationed at Naval's operating base in San Pedro, California. Can you hear me, Joseph?
Hello, Mom.
Oh, hello there, way down in California.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you, son. The same to you. Did the stork beat Santa Claus?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did? Oh, well, what have you?
Another little boy.
Oh, that's swell. The Navy needs him, you know.
Well.
And how's Alma?
Fine, Mom.
Oh, that's fine. Well, give her my love.
I sure will.
And if you see Mickey Rooney down there, give him my love, too, will you?
And now to Kansas City, eh?
Well, that's wonderful. My Thomas is there in the cavalry. Hello, Thomas in Kansas City. How are you?
Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
Oh, my, that sounds good. That sounds good.
How are you, Mom?
I'm fine, and how are you?
That's wonderful. I never felt better.
Oh, that's grand. And our congratulations in order?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, that's grand. I'm glad. And how is Ginger?
I'll be catching a train out of here in about an hour and give her my personal Christmas greetings.
Oh, well, that's fine. And give her mine, too, son.
I'll do that, Mom. You sure you're all right?
I'm swell. I'm just fine.
Don't forget we've made a date, and we don't intend to stand you up, Mom.
Oh, that's swell. Thanks.
Let's hope in 44 we can fill it.
Take care.
How about that?
All right. Take care of yourself, son.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Emma Van Kootren, mother of 10, all in the service of their country. These days, when we think of the United States Marine Corps, we think of Guadalcanal or Tarawa. But the Marines have always been a fighting bunch, as the record clearly shows. Out in San Diego, California right now, there's a band standing by waiting to remind us of the record with the Fighting Marine Corps hymn. Let's hear it, San Diego.
Shout it right out for home, shout it right out for home, shout it right out for home.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's an American outpost in Iceland, that little island whose northern tip just grazes the Arctic Circle. Iceland lies far to the north, in the cold Atlantic, where Greenland and Norway meet. Its civilization is very old, and it claims, as you know, the oldest parliamentary form of government in the whole world. Iceland has a language of its own, and medieval music of its own. And it's to hear some of that folk music, that medieval music, sung by our own soldiers, that we take you in just a few seconds for a Christmas reunion in far-off Reykjavik, Iceland.
Hello, New York. This is Reykjavik, Iceland. The date is December 25th. The time is 6:53. We bring you now a chorus of American Army and the Navy personnel of Icelandic descent, singing two traditional Icelandic holiday songs from the Middle Ages. The chorus is under the direction of Sergeant Ragnar H. Ragnar of Mountain, North Dakota. The songs are Vist Ertu Jesus Kongur Klaur and Goda Veslu Gjöra Skal. Iceland, returning you now to Robert St. John in New York.
Here at NBC, we are doing the best we know how to bring the boys home for Christmas in a program we call Christmas Reunion. We hope you've enjoyed what you've heard during the past 2 hours. In the hour just ahead, there are many more exciting things to come, and I'll tell you a little about them immediately after station identification.